Several other states let young children go hunting. Dane County resident William Torhorst says he recently took his 8-year-old son duck hunting in Minnesota, and he says they thoroughly enjoyed the day.
He was shooting a single-shot 20-gauge, and it was a youth gun, and he handled the gun very well.
Currently, Wisconsin kids cannot hunt until they're 12 and have passed a hunter safety course. But Torhorst says he doesn't want his son to have to wait that long.
To be honest, by the time they get to be 12 years old, there's a lot of distractions, and if they don't have the opportunity given to them earlier, some of my friends, their kids are not as well interested in hunting.
Torhorst says the bill that has passed the state assembly and is awaiting action in the full Senate would require several precautions. Kids between 8 and 11 would have to have an adult mentor within arm's length, and there could only be one gun between them. But the uncle of a 14-year-old boy who was killed by a 12-year-old during the last deer season says the precautions aren't enough. Retired surgeon Dr. Jim Slattery says on average, 8-year-olds aren't developmentally ready to hunt.
They don't have the coordination and skill level to even use handbrakes on a bicycle, and the recommendation is that kids stay on a bike with coaster brakes until they're at least 10. So I think that kind of gives you some idea of the developmental level.
Slattery worries the bill in the legislature would not force kids to take hunter safety training until they're 12, and the young kids could hunt with people in their mid-30s and up who have not had the safety education. Slattery says children under 17 already have a disproportionate risk of causing a hunting injury. He says if hunting groups want more young hunters, they should do more to fight urban sprawl and protect hunting lands. A group of Wisconsin pediatricians also opposed the bill. Governor Doyle's office says Wisconsin has a long tradition of hunting, and the governor can support bills that don't increase the safety risk to hunters. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.